Hey, Matt McCall here. Welcome again to another edition of Moneyline. This week, another big show, as you can imagine. The market's up really big off the lows that we've seen in March, but a little bit of a rotation that we're seeing in the sectors. Also going to talk about the proximity trade, how to trade the opposite what everybody else has been doing. And there's one sector that we all love. We may not invest in it, but breaking out to a new all-time high coming up this week on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
Thanks again for joining me here. This is Matt McCall. This week's Moneyline. It is, I don't know what date it is, I looked down, May 29th, wrapping up another week here in Wall Street. You know, looking at the action that we've seen here, we've seen some pretty good action in the last couple months. And, you know, there's a lot of doubters out there right now saying that this rally is just too much. We're still going to see this recession. Obviously, we're going to see recession, but really take hold of stocks. People still talking about depressions. You're hearing a lot of still negativity out there. And we are seeing some money rotate out of some of the real big winners that we've seen over the last couple of months. And the big winners that we've seen is a lot of the technology and biotech stocks. But a lot of them, keep in mind, some have rallied well into the triple digits, well over 100% off the lows, and you're seeing a bit of a profit taking, and that's normal. I don't expect the tech stocks to go straight back up. You know, even to this day, we have seen so far what we call a V-shaped recovery. Very simple what it sounds like. It comes down like this and shoots back up. You know, I still believe it's gonna be more of a U, a very sloppy U in that, because we did get within 5% of an all-time high on the NASDAQ, so it clearly was almost a V. But the way that I look at this, that I still think there's going to be a lot of volatility between now and November, because don't forget, we have the election coming up where we might see the COVID-19 news drop off a little bit, but it's going to be ramped up immediately by some very back and forth negative, most likely news related to either the left or the right, depending on which news station you watch or read. It's going to be most likely negative. So we're going to have a lot of volatility, a lot of rumors, a lot of news driving the markets. And that's why I still believe we are in this U-shaped recovery where we had that gut punch, that sell-off. And I think we're going to go like this. We just happen to have a real big rally. Keep in mind the rally that we've seen off the lows, if we do go back into a bear market, would be the largest bear market rally in history of the stock market. So that tells me we're not going back into it. Sure, history can be rewritten at any time. I don't see that happening. There's too many other things going on. The economy was in a good slash okay place before COVID. The market was in a good place before COVID, and I believe we'll get back to a good place and eventually a great place in this country after we get through everything we're going through right now, after we figure out who our next president is, we get things all situated. So there's a lot of unrest going on around the country right now, a lot of riots and things going on. And, you know, you tend to dwell on the negative in times like this, and it makes you cautious. And probably the last thing you want to do is go invest in the stock market, you know, putting your money into something. But, you know, what you need to keep in mind, I had a conversation yesterday about this, is when you buy into a stock, you're not buying a ticker symbol. You're not buying a stock. You're buying a piece of a company you believe will grow in the future. You own a very small piece of that company. People who invested in McDonald's decades ago invested in the future potential growth of the McDonald's franchise, which was a great investment. The same thing with Starbucks. I just went to Starbucks this morning, as a matter of fact. You invested in a concept, a company, the leadership, the employees, you name it. So when you own stock, you own a piece of a company. Don't forget that, because oftentimes we just see a ticker symbol. We just see numbers. We don't realize what we're actually owning. We're not just trading letters. We're actually investing in a company and people. Keep that in mind, because when investing in a time like this, we want to invest in companies we believe will be the leaders in the next 10 years, the roaring 2020s. And that is what we're doing here. That's what I try to do every day with my team. They're not behind me, obviously, because everybody's working at home. But that's what we're trying to do. We are trying to invest in the best companies for the next 10 years. And the profit along with the companies, with the employees of the companies, with the stakeholders of the companies. That is the goal and what we try to achieve every day. Okay, so just some good news. You know, America is reopening. The world's starting to reopen, as a matter of fact. OpenTable, which you can book your reservations for a restaurant there. I use it from time to time, obviously not recently. But they showed that the number of seated diners is down 40% last week compared to a year prior. That sounds terrible, down 40%. But you have to keep in mind, about a month ago, it was down about 100% because nobody can go anywhere. Only down 40%. It is a ray of sunshine through horrible, horrible black clouds. So we're starting to see some progress, folks. And that's, you know, if you've listened to the show or watched the show for the past few months, you do know I try to take a positive spin on everything. I am not going to be, you know, the cockeyed optimist, as they mentioned in Seinfeld, where I just think everything is rosy and not tell you the truth. I'm a realist as well. But these numbers are trending in the right direction. We are seeing the numbers of the states that have opened not having a spike in cases. That's a good thing. So we are seeing a lot of things happening here recently that are pointing towards the reopening continue. And that's going to be my question of the week. We'll get to that right now. My question of the week is, are you comfortable going out to a restaurant? Obviously, they're going to have social distancing. You may have to sit outside, maybe 25% capacity. But are you okay going to a restaurant? Or are you okay traveling? Tomorrow, I will be traveling, but via car. So I will not be on a plane. But I'll be traveling several hours via a car to a beach to work from a beach for a week or so to get away. So I'm okay traveling like that, but obviously I'm in a car. So I'm not around other people. The other thing is it's a beach house where you're not around other people. It's not a hotel. So I really can't say that I'm doing this, but I will say that Baltimore this evening is starting to allow outdoor seating. I live right across from some of the best restaurants in the city. Several of them have outdoor seating, and I may go have a drink before and support the local businesses before I head out tomorrow. So I'm okay going out to that situation. Of course, you know, being cautious and being smart, but I want to know if everybody else is. Are you okay going out, supporting restaurants? Are you okay being on a plane right now? You know, I have some travel planned in a few weeks, and I don't know how I feel about it yet. So let answer that. But last week's question, real quick, question was growth or value? And of course, most people say growth. I'm not even getting into that. I mean, and yeah, even though value, as I mentioned last week, is considered cheap right now, and value is almost always considered cheap because that's why they're value, but very cheap compared to growth stocks, historically speaking. But most people pick growth. And you know what? I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with growth. So let's talk a little bit here. We're going to talk about the proximity trade, some sectors to keep an eye on. We're going to talk about the rotation out of the stocks, the work from home stocks and some others. And then I'm going to talk about a sector that's part of this new normal. And you're going to be amazed at what sector it is. I'm going to mention some ticker symbols too, some stocks. So get ready for that. So first, the proximity trade. The proximity trade is something I came up with that's the exact opposite of the social distancing trade. The social distancing trade was to invest in companies that allowed you to work from home, that allowed you to stream video, gaming, you name it. All the stuff that we've been talking about and most people have been talking about for the last few months. So now that things are getting back to normal, look at the proximity trade. Look at some of the stocks that have done very well as of late as we start to get back to normal. So some of them are really doing well. Restaurants are doing really well, bouncing way off the lows. And give me one second over here. My computer turned off, but I'm going to pull up my notes so I have them for you. But restaurants have done extremely well. We also have retail. And the retail ETF, the XRT, yesterday hit its best level since February. So going back to almost when this whole mess happened, but it was a little bit after the end of February, going all the way back to February, the best level for the retail ETF. That's fascinating to me. Consumer discretionary, which is very much kind of like retail, it's going to be not the staples that you need, the food, the cleaning supplies and stuff, but discretionary, clothing, stuff that you don't really need. Having a nice little breakout too. Best level since late February. As I mentioned, retail, you know, if I look at the retail ETF, this thing is amazing how much it's moved. And keep in mind, this is an ETF from the low to yesterday's high, up nearly 60%. And some of the names have really bounced. Some of the smaller names have gotten beaten up, have really come back. The question is, though, will some of these retailers ever come back? Because when I look at the proximity trade, I want to look for sectors and for stocks that were doing well prior to COVID. So an example of the opposite of that is Macy's. Macy's was not doing well prior to COVID. If I look at a chart of Macy's, it's been in a downtrend for several years. So COVID just accelerated the potential downfall of Macy's, but it didn't make Macy's a buying opportunity and cheap because of a one-off situation. They're already in trouble. So we want to look for retailers that have pulled back on potential slowdown in COVID, but that were doing well prior to that. You know, one example is Walmart. It's not far off the high, but it took an initial hit when things happened in February, then it fell in March as well. But Walmart was close to breaking out to a new all-time high a few days before COVID really hit the market. That's what we want to look at. Let's take a look at Target. Was doing very well. It was pulling back earlier this year, but hit an all-time high in December of last year. And now we're on our way back up. So let's look for retailers that were already solid prior to this. We have a retailer that's in one of our portfolios. I'm not going to mention it, but one of the best retailers out there hit an all-time high in February, right before this happened, an all-time high. And then the stock, believe it or not, fell. I'm just going to double-check these numbers. Over 60%. It has since rallied about 80% from the lows. But again, these are situations that get created. And as we get back to the proximity trade, you will see some of the strong retailers come out even stronger on the other side. So I'm looking to do a lot of stocks in that situation. It's not your typical growth stock I look at, but I always look to make money. If there's ways to make money, we're going to look at it. So keep an eye on some of those retailers, some of the consumer discretionary. Let's take a look at the airlines, believe it or not. I just mentioned the airlines. They've bounced well off the lows. Can they continue? I don't know. There's a fine line there to see at what point are the airlines closed too long that they're running into some serious financial issues. If you look at the numbers from TSA, the amount of people that come through that they check in every day, it bottomed about, I think, 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it's been on an uptick since then, but still down, I think, about 80%, if not more, from 1 year ago. So we still have a long ways to go, but again, trending in the right direction. And I looked at a report yesterday that broke down some COVID numbers, hospitalizations, people on ventilators, state by state, states that have opened, you name it. And what I saw is that there's one major trend, that the numbers are getting better. And if you know me for years, I don't try to pick the bottoms. I don't try to pick the tops. I don't try to be that guy and be too cute, because that's when it bites in the ass. I try to invest in big trends. That's why I'm a top-down investor, not a bottom-up like most of Wall Street. I'm a top-down investor. And the reason for that is because I want to invest in trends. And the trend right now is that the numbers with COVID are getting better. I don't care if you're the left or the right or the bullshit you hear on television. The trend is getting better. From day to day, there might be ups and downs. I don't know, and I don't care. But I'm looking at the trend, and the trend's improving. Could that change? Yes. But all I'm saying is right now, you cannot fight the facts that the trend is getting better. And that bodes well for stocks and why you've seen stocks trade within percentages of all-time highs. You've seen several stocks break out to historic highs. We have several of those in our portfolio. It's fascinating. So the trend is getting better, and that is very good news. Another area that's held up well and that's gotten hit is the home builders. ITB is the home construction ETF. Again, hitting highs in February before COVID, and then fell over 50%, lost over half its value in ETF. Since that low in March to yesterday's intraday high, that ETF was up nearly 100%, right around 100%, a double off the lows. We have a home builder in the portfolio. I think we're not down much because we had a gain before this happened, but man, this thing got absolutely crushed, lost 3/4 of its value. And keep in mind again, was at an all-time high before COVID happened. People will buy homes again. There will be a demand for homes. I don't care if you stay inside, you still have to stay inside somewhere. We need homes. So again, great opportunities here. A lot of them bounce quite a bit off the lows, but I will say we could have a bit of a pullback. If we do, that is gonna be a great buying opportunity. And speaking of pullbacks, let's talk about the next topic. Rotation out of the work from home into the proximity trade, the new normal, whatever you wanna call it. So keep in mind that some of the work from home stocks that I've talked about, I still love them. You know, Teladoc has been in our portfolio for over 2 years. We took a gain of over 300%, or 4X, We still have the position, and they're riding out all of our winnings. I love Teladoc long term. It's pulled back off the highs because, yes, that's what happens when stocks go from, you know, it was down in the 50s in October and rallied above $200, you know, over 4x in a matter of months. You're going to see a bit of a consolidation and pullback. It's okay, folks. Stocks don't go straight up. It doesn't mean I don't like Teladoc because it's pulled back. I've talked about Ring Central, RNG, another one we have in one of our portfolios. Rallied from just above like 115, 120 to 290 in a matter of about 6 months. It's pulled back a little bit since then. It's okay. I still love Ring Central. I loved it before COVID. I loved Teladoc before COVID. COVID is accelerating what they're doing, and it got a little bit ahead of itself, and it's pulling back a little. That's all right. We're long-term investors. Any long-term investor has to withstand bear markets, has to withstand recessions, has to withstand corrections all the time in their specific stocks. It's part of being an investor. But the reason why I like Ring Central, the reason why I like Teladoc happened way before COVID, and I still like it now. If anything, it's accelerating the trends that they're in. So what I'm trying to get at here is not all the, let's call them COVID stocks. I hate to say work from home because they're not all work from home. All the COVID stocks are not created equal. Here are a couple out there that I hate, and I've tried to short them, but I was not able to get the shares. One is AlphaPro, APT. You know, this is, you make some of the protective gear. This is a stock that in January was trading about $3.50 a share. It shot up to a high, believe it or not, above $40, $41.59 on February 28th, and then it's come down. It's around $12.50 today. This stock had a very similar action. If you went back to the Ebola crisis, shot up, came back down. I see the same thing happen here. I think this is a single digit stock when all things are over. Another one has done the same thing. Allied Healthcare Products, AHPI. Again, a stock in January was at a buck. It ran up to $45. Now it's back down to $9. You know, these are the kind of companies, in my opinion, that they got hyped up. And yes, they had surprised some higher demand for the products in the short term. But they're not the long-term companies we're going to be invested in. When it comes to the way things are changing, again, a lot of our trends we already invested in will be accelerated. Don't try and be too cute and pick some of these stocks like this, because unless you got it early on, you probably got crushed and you're probably down on it. It happens every time we have some type of crisis or some type of incident where you have this new trend, everybody runs into it, all the retail investors, they get sucked in, and then the big guys, professionals sell into it and it's done. So they're not all created equal. Same thing with vaccine stocks. I talked about the vaccine stocks last week. So if you haven't watched last week's episode of Moneyline, I do talk about vaccines, and I broke down the top vaccine candidates and the stocks that are related to them. So I would tune into that if you want about vaccine stocks, because not all vaccine stocks are created equal as well. An area that I just started looking into is with the plasma. You know, you can take the plasma out of people that have had it and then use that as treatment. You can also put that into horses, which some companies are doing, produces a large amount, and you can then use that as treatment. The treatments so far have been extremely positive. There's a company I'm looking into. I'm looking at the stock now, and I'm not sharing it, obviously. It just broke out to an all-time high last week, pulling back a little. Very interesting stock that I'm looking at. It's a play I guarantee you probably never heard of, but I might be sharing this with subscribers in the next couple of weeks after I do some more deep dive research on a play on a plasma, though. That's a potential way to play this. And I have a lot of other potential infectious diseases going forward. So keep that in mind. Okay, so that's kind of our rotation out of the work from home, you know, the new normal. And a lot of money's been going into some of the beatdown stocks I've talked about, retail, restaurants, airlines. So you just see a rotation of money. I think we go back to the leaders, go back to tech. We'll see those start doing well soon. But we could see a bit of a pullback. You know, keep in mind that the S&P has run so much that, you know, if you take it from the low to where we were yesterday on the intraday high, we were up nearly 40% on the S&P 500. It's a hell of a run, folks. We still have a ways to go to get back up to, you know, around the 3,400 all-time high. But we did come close to 3,100 yesterday, still above 3,000 here today. So the way I look at this right now is we could definitely have a short-term pullback. Could the S&P 500 pull back and find some support around 2,850 to 2,900? There's actually a gap down around 2,870. If we fill that gap, I would not be surprised at all. And to give you an idea, from yesterday's intraday high, down to fill that gap would be about a 6.5% pullback. It may sound like a lot to a lot of people, and it may get the bears back on television and saying, you know, here comes the next recession. I told you it wasn't going higher. Boy, I'd be buying into it. I almost kind of want this. I want this pullback to fill that gap and give me an opportunity to buy some of these great stocks at a cheap again. So I'm okay for it because I realized longer term we're going to go higher. That if we get a little bit of a sale, it's like saying, you know, for the next couple of weeks, these cars are on sale, but we're going back to the highest price ever soon. Shit, I'm buying that car now. I'm going to buy it when it's on sale. So that's how I feel with this, with the market. So it's okay if we pull back. And if we don't, that's okay too. We're investing for long term here. So please don't get too worked up over potential pullback. Now, the last topic here we're going to talk about is the one I've been teasing. And it's one of my new normal kind of work from home, I guess. But again, it's a trend that I've liked for many years. And it's a trend that I just can't get into personally. But it's a trend most people are. I'm definitely an outlier. And that is pet ownership. So a lot of people through this pandemic stay at home were looking for companionship, whether they lived alone or whether they were with significant others, and they just were sick of that significant other and they wanted to get a pet. They lived alone, they wanted a pet for companionship. I have a lot of friends who had multiple kids. The kids wanted something to do, they wanted a pet, let's go buy them a pet. Trampolines were another big thing that my friends told me the kids want, trampolines and pets. I'd say I'd get the trampoline much easier. You can always take that down. Pets, you're stuck with till they're not here anymore. So pets are a big, big business, folks. I mean, they've been a big business for a long time, and I think that trend's only can continue. I don't believe this should be the way it is, but I think that a lot of people will be working from home. You know, once things are back to normal, I think people should get back in the office. I'm a big office guy. Even though I worked from home for many years and traveled on the road, I think being in the office is definitely a great thing. But a lot of people will work from home. Working from home gives them ability to have a dog or some type of pet. And I think we're going to see a continued spike. We've seen a spike in pet ownership. It's actually tough to get dogs right now, puppies, I should say. So that's something I believe will continue. But again, it was a trend that was already strong. So what better way to look at it and look at how the stocks were doing, see if I'm right in my trends. So believe it or not, there's a pet ETF, the ProShares Pet Care ETF, symbol PAWZ, PAWZ. I mean, I love these ETFs names to come up with. So PAWZ. PAWZ has been around a few years, 2018, so about a year and a half. And yesterday, intraday, hit its highest level ever. It closed up 0.75%, but hit its highest level ever, above 47, at 47.39 per share. So that's backing up kind of what I'm talking about here, that yes, these stocks are doing well. The largest stock in the portfolio, Zoetis, ZTS, which is a drug maker for animals. You know, it's basically for vets. And that stock has had a heck of a rally back, closing in on an all-time high. But again, one of these stocks that got crushed down 35-40%, and then has come back nearing a high already. Seeing a big bounce back. Another one in that same realm, the kind of healthcare angle, is IDEX Labs, IDXX. This stock, again, one that got crushed, but it now is all the way back to a new all-time high. Yesterday, it closed at a new all-time high, folks. So this is drugs for animals. I mean, this just should give you an idea of the demand out there right now. Another one that I've loved, that we've actually owned in the past in one of our portfolios, we don't have any exposure to it right now, but that's Trupanion, T-R-U-P. And this is the country's largest pet insurance company. And I don't have the numbers right now, but I remember I did research a year or two ago on the company that most European countries, pet insurance is pretty high percentage-wise of pet owners. Here in America, it's extremely low. But you're seeing more and more people do it because you realize if your lab gets hip dysplasia, let's say, which a lot of labs do, the amount of money, the thousands of dollars you have to take it in for this animal, just the annual shots, it gets sick, it eats something. There's so many issues you don't know with animals, especially with dogs, and the bigger ones, as a matter of fact, that you will see people getting pet insurance, maybe 20, 30, 40 bucks a month. It's worth it to pay $400 or $500 a year versus the thousands of dollars you could potentially get hit out of nowhere because you fall in love with these animals and you will do the best for them. You'll get them whatever it takes. I know some people that feed their dogs better food than they eat themselves. It's absolutely insane to me. I don't buy into that whole thing, but people do. So Trupanion is a health insurance, a pet insurance company. I mean, they do other insurance as well, but the country's biggest. And that's something that a company I've watched for a while. I think fundamentally they look fantastic here. So that's one to keep an eye on as well. A lot of us have probably heard of Chewy, maybe seen in commercials. This was a stock that was an IPO last year. CHWY is the symbol. Hit a new all-time high about 3 or 4 weeks ago. They sell pet food, pet stuff, and pet paraphernalia, I guess, if you will. Stock to watch. I mean, his chart looks actually pretty damn good on this one, too. Then there's Pet IQ. This is going to be more on the drug side as well. A company that's had a hell of a run over the last couple of weeks, but this one went public in 2007. Hasn't done too much since then, but it's nearing a high again as well. But I will say, of all the stocks in this portfolio that I looked at, there's quite a few that look really good. Fresh Pets in there, Central Garden and Pet Company's done really well. Even big ones like Nestle's in there as well, looking at the list right now. Colgate, because they make some stuff related to dogs, obviously dog food. Pet Med Express, General Mills, Heska, the stock we owned in the past, Tractor Supply, Smucker's, James Smucker's actually in this business. But there is one in there that I will say, smaller company is likely going to be my play on this sector. After doing research all weekend on the stocks, one stuck out, and I'm obviously not sharing this, that it might be added to the portfolio for early stage investor in the very near future. But I guarantee you never heard of the company. I had never heard of the company prior to this weekend. But we're doing our deep dive research, my team and I, right now. So we will keep you up to date if we decide to put that in there. If I don't put it in portfolio, I'll share it with you guys for free in a month or two. But I will say, obviously we save the best for our subscribers. And man, this company jumped out at me. And when I pitched it to the guys earlier this week, pets, they're not too happy about it. But the fundamentals are great. The story's great. I got to tell you, and it's a high risk, high reward company. But man, I see some huge 3 to 4x upside in the stock. So as long as my research continues to come through, you may see this in a portfolio very soon. And again, don't forget to hit like, subscribe. You can always check out all of our free articles that we do throughout the week. Check out our newsletters. We have the crypto newsletter. We have early stage where we do small companies like the one I'm talking about. We have investment opportunities for as low as $49 for a year. You get access to all our portfolios, our transportation 2.0 portfolio, our artificial intelligence portfolio, our 5G highway portfolio, which is crushing it. Our AI portfolio is really crushing it. Check that out. It's McCallMoneyWire.com. McCallMoneyWire.com. And again, subscribe, like. Question of the week for this week, again, are you okay to travel? Are you okay to start going to restaurants? Give me your thoughts. You could give me thoughts too. I love reading it and getting insight of what everybody's doing. If you have any thoughts on pets, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm the only guy who doesn't want a pet in the world. I think it's a pain in the ass and I don't want it and I'm selfish. So I don't want pets. I want to travel and not have to worry about having somebody take care of pets. Also, I'm an emotional guy, so I get so emotional attached to this damn thing. And hopefully you outlive your pet and have to put the pet down. I can't deal with that. So I will stick to myself right now and my coffee. But again, have a great weekend. Next week, I'll be coming to you live from the beach. Hopefully, I can get a cool background for you. But have a great weekend. Be safe. Get out there, support local businesses. Have a drink. Go to the beach. Do whatever it is that makes you smile, laugh, have fun. And again, go hug somebody you love and tell them you love them. Again, this is Matt McCall, and that's been your Moneyline.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.